Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quincy on the Law. My name is Quincy, and we're here for another episode of Quincy on the Law. So we're here to discuss some very interesting facts. These facts are to be found in a court of appeal case. This is Civil Appeal number 54 of 2018. This is the case of Maskia Limited versus Benjamin Kipkurui and another EKLR, the quorum of Justice Visram, Karanja and Kome, as they then were. Now, prior to an incident that happened on 16th June 2007, Benjamin Kipkurui, the first respondent, may have thought that he was the absolute registered owner of a property comprised in a title registered at the Land Titles Registry, Mombasa, as CR21127. Not before the Municipal Council of Mombasa, known hereinafter referred to as the second respondent, purported to send auctioneers to evict the first respondent from the suit premises on account that the suit property had been sold to recover outstanding rates under the Rating Act and a Chief Magistrate's Civil Case number 2094 of 2006, which were the parties of Municipal Council of Mombasa versus Benjamin Kipkurui. The property had been sold to a person referred to as Maskdia Limited. To understand what was happening, the first respondent instructed an advocate who perused the said court file, and to their utter consternation, they discovered proceedings were conducted wherein orders to sell their client's properties were issued without the client's knowledge. The first respondent, Benjamin Kipkurui's counsel, made frantic efforts to set aside the ex parte judgment and subsequent orders vesting the suit property to the appellant without success. Benjamin decided to file a constitutional petition claiming that several of his fundamental rights were breached in the process of the purported sale of his property and the issuance of the vesting orders, which he claimed were done without jurisdiction. Benjamin challenged the constitutionality of the purported sale, which was authorized by the subordinate court without following the laid down procedure. He protested that by failing to follow the constitution and the law when his property was purportedly sold, he was arbitrarily deprived of his property without a hearing. He stated that he was not given a fair hearing, not subjected to a fair administrative action, or given access to information of the sale of his property, despite the fact that he was the most affected by the said sale. To demonstrate the blatant irregularities that attended the said sale, it was pointed out that the summons were deliberately sent to the wrong address, a post office box in Mombasa, which had never belonged to Benjamin. Now, Maskdia, who was the purported purchaser from the impugned auction, opposed this. He also came in court and joined the fray, and he opposed it. He stated that, according to them, they came by an advertisement of a sale of a suit property by way of a public auction in the Kenya Times daily newspaper of Saturday, 24th February 2007. The sale was scheduled for 16th March 2007, which they attended and in which they bid for the property for a sum of 15 million Kenya shillings. Maskdia was declared the highest bidder, and it proceeded to pay the deposit and the balance of the purchase price, after which they were given the vesting order and a certificate of sale. Subsequently, the appellant contested that possession of the suit property was handed to it on the 16th of June 2007. According to Maskdia / the appellant, it was an innocent purchaser for value without notice. The matter fell for hearing before Justice P.J. Otieno, who, after carefully analysing the material that was placed before the court and the law, found that there was a failure of justice because the first respondent was not served with a demand notice, was not served with the court processes that were sent to the wrong address. The judge therefore held that the purported sale arising out of the ex parte judgment was a nullity, that the first respondent was arbitrarily deprived of his property rights, a proper title was not capable to vest upon Maskdia due to the obvious wrongs that were committed in the entire proceedings. The judge therefore allowed the petition, and as per the orders of 16th December 2016, Maskdia was aggrieved by the decision and it therefore filed the instant appeal. The appellate court had the parties by way of oral and written submissions, and in the end, it found that it was crystal clear from the record that that Benjamin was never served with the court documents and a far-reaching judgment that ordered his property to be sold in a public auction was made. What more was required to support that illegality was when the advocate who conducted the proceedings on behalf of the municipal county of Mombasa and the said sale by public auction admitted that the judgment that gave rise to the sale could not lawfully stand. The court found that the facts in this matter went to the core of Benjamin's rights to a fair administrative action, which included his right to an expeditious, efficient, lawful, reasonable, and procedurally fair process. The court agreed with the trial judge that Benjamin's complaints were that he was not afforded a hearing and that this did not pass the muster of the principles of natural justice that are so central to in the administration of justice. They referred to the often referred Latin term audi alteram partem, which is the rule that the other side must be heard. This rule, they found, had been breached. They held that, as per the provisions of Article 40 of the Constitution, which guarantees the protection of property, Benjamin, as the registered owner of a property, and being in possession thereof, could not have been deprived of his property through a contrived process that appeared made to look legal. The second schedule of the Rating Act provides that the rates demand notice should be signed either by the town clerk or, in his absence, the treasurer of the local authority. In the circumstances of this case, the municipal county admitted that no such demand notice was ever issued to Benjamin. The purported service of the summons was sent to the wrong address, therefore the entire process was flawed, and the subordinate court lacked jurisdiction to move an inch with the matter, let alone issue a vesting order of the suit premises. The process undertaken by the municipal county of Mombasa did not comply with the values enshrined under Article 10 of the Constitution of Kenya. The last issue to be determined by the appellate court was whether the judge erred by failing to find that Maskdia was an innocent purchaser for value of the suit premises without any notice of defect in the title. The court said that, looking at the events that unfolded after the so-called auction was conducted on the 16th of March 2007, the appellant was supposed to pay the balance of the purchase price, and they were informed by the advocate acting for the municipal county that it was supposed to pay the said balance by the 15th of April 2007, according to Clause 7 of the Conditions of Sale. Despite the fact that this was a court-initiated sale, the appellant varied the terms and conditions of the sale without reference to court. Also, the advocate obtained a court order on the 19th of April 2007 to confirm and make Maskdia an absolute owner when it had not paid the balance of the purchase price, while misrepresenting to the court that it had paid. The balance was paid on 25th April 2007 after the vesting order had already been issued. Another anomaly that occurred after the appellant was at the center of this whole saga was an application which was made in the subordinate court on 5th June 2007, which was purporting to direct the registrar of title to issue a provisional title without following the laid down procedure in compliance with the provisions of Section 71 of the Registration of Titles Act, which provides for a gazette notice to issue for a certain period of time when a title is lost. So Maskdia tried to make an application in the lower court to be issued with a title, whereas the title was not lost. It was with Benjamin. Benjamin had never been served. It is for those reasons that the court purported to say, one would wonder whether the appellant was truly oblivious of all the candor that requires a party to carry out due diligence before entering into what turns out to be a murky deal. Or was Maskdia a complicit participant? What happened to the common and obvious caution that buyer beware? Maskdia did not show the court that it had demonstrated any legal due diligence whatsoever. However, in any event, even if Maskdia was to be found to be an innocent purchaser, which the court found that he was not, it was not because it's a company, the decree having been a nullity, then all consequential steps that were taken pursuant thereto were also a nullity in law. There was nothing in terms of title to transfer to the appellant, because a sale which was void cannot entitle the purchaser proprietorship, his or her innocence notwithstanding. In the end, it seemed that the party who had initiated this old saga fizzled out into thin air. The municipal county, the people who came to court, disassociated themselves completely with the sale, or having even given instructions to an advocate to file suit or issuing the rates demands notice. The court noted that perhaps Masdia may have fallen prey to fraudulent cartels that capitalized on depriving innocent Kenyans of their parcels of land. That was an interesting decision. The key terms, of course, are property recovery, outstanding rates, in default of payment of rates, and that was the case of Masdia Limited versus Benjamin Kipkurui and another. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Quincy, and this is Quincy on the Law. Let's meet on the next episode. Please subscribe for more.